Welcome back. Last episode, we were talking about our con stories, and I took up all of our time. So this time, we're going to be talking about you.
Oh, God, me being narcissistic. Let's go. We had to record this episode twice because I was stupid and deleted the first one.
Woo.
We're talking about my con stories. We'll only tell two this time because we're going to cut down everything. And I had a few fun con experiences. I was in a really popular Danganronpa panel that will not be mentioned for a couple of episodes. And I met the Nostalgia Critic, which I'm going to talk about right now. For those who don't know, I am a fairly... Would you call me popular? A lot of people know me.
I mean, yeah, sure. I mean, you get people, like, finding the videos randomly and then sending them to you and be like, is this you? And you're all like, yes, how did you find that?
Like, how did you find me being this Danganronpa character in public? But I cosplay the wheelchair goblin Monica Tower from another episode. And I have something to confess. I'm a cripple. I'm disabled. I can reclaim that. Trust me. And I often use a prop, not really a prop wheelchair, because I use it other times, but...
Right.
I use a wheelchair in that cosplay because, one, hurts to walk around a con all day. You can know that from experience.
Yeah,
and two, it hurts to walk in general, so I use that. And, I was at a convention with my ex, and, thank you, my boyfriend is texting me, my other boyfriend. And, I was walking around outside, and we were about to cross the street, and I saw someone that looked familiar. I was like, oh, cool, can we go over there? So we're about to cross the street, and the guy's next to me. We're about to go over, and I run over this guy's foot. And this man's like, ow! And I'm like, holy fuck, it's Doc Walker, the Nostalgia Critic! Like a Family Guy walk-in gag.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hi, Mr. Critic, how are you? He's like, you just stepped on my foot! You're gonna be in my review of the Cabbage Patch movie! I'm like, cool, Mr. Nostalgia Critic. And I'm just so overwhelmed by the fact that this man is screaming at me for having a wheelchair that I start sobbing. Like, uncontrollably sobbing. Because, first of all, it's, like, 99 degrees. I'm in a dress down to my knees, in a binder, in a wig, and shorts, and an undershirt. And I'm, like, tired. I'm exhausted. I'm overheating. And I'm hungry, so I start crying. He's like, hey, it's okay. I'm Doug Walker. It's okay. I remember it so you can't have to. And he's like, he looks at me, he goes, can you afford a steak? And I remember, I was like, there's snot running down my face, and I'm like, no! And he's like, oh, here's some dinner recommendations. And he doesn't realize that, one, I'm a 16-year-old with maybe $8 on me because I bought a body pillow at that convention. My mom made me return it the next day. But he's like, can you afford a steak? And I'm like, no, Doug Walker, I can't afford a steak. I'm 16 years old and don't review animation, like, kids' movies for a living. And he walks away, and we wheel to, like, a burrito place. We have dinner or whatever, or lunch, but I don't remember what time of day this was. And the next day, I see him. I go out to lunch with a friend that we're going to call Turf Banks, and yeah. Who is a turf, and their mom. And she pays for our dinner, which is very nice. But Doug walks up, and he's like, hey, you're the little wheelchair girl. I don't bother saying not a girl. That I upset yesterday, right? And I'm like, yes. Yes, you did, Douglas. And he's like, oh, here, have a free picture on the house. And he, like, climbs in awkwardly next to me in the seat that was supposed to be for me, but I'm still in my wheelchair. And he, like, does bunny ears over my head, and he awkwardly smiles. I'm, like, kind of, like, uncomfortably smiling. And the picture's taken of my friend's mom, and I didn't see him for the rest of the convention. I shit you not. So I was convinced that, like, until his next video came out, that he fucking died after that.
Yeah, doesn't he have you blocked currently?
Yeah, he has me blocked on Twitter. He has me blocked on Twitter.
And every time you make a new Twitter, you're all like, hi, remember me, and he blocks you?
Yeah, I'm like, hi, Doug Walker, I'm this wheelchair gremlin, he fucking blocks me. Like, I hope Doug Walker writes me a call-out post that's like, this little wheelchair bastard ran over my foot by mistake. Just, he's such a tall man. But of course, I'm sitting down. But, like, the size of this man is just, on its own, intimidating.
Right.
And every year after that, Doug often comes to conventions. It's called Kineticons in Connecticut. You've probably seen me if you know what convention this is. But he was just, like, very angry whenever he sees a Danganronpa cosplayer or, like, the green wig from afar. And I'm like, yes! Yes! Hate me, Douglas. And it's so fucking funny. another story that involves me being in Monica cosplay at a convention where something uncomfortable happens was a couple years, like, I want to say a year or two prior. I was at Anime Boston. If you haven't guessed, we live in New England. We live in Massachusetts. I'm not going to say where, because I'm not going to get doxed for the fourth time in my life. But we live in New England, and I went to Anime Boston when you're at the same Shitty X. And we were wheeling around around the dealer's hall. I was like, time to buy a $40 box of Pocky. And I was like, talking to my ex about something, and I see this guy grab his girlfriend very harshly, like, not like a come here way, but like in a very harsh, I'm going to beat the shit out of you way. And I'm like, hey, stop. And I listen, I hear the girl beginning to struggle, and she goes, no, stop. I'm like, hey, babe, let's wheel a bit closer. Now, I'm dressed as Monica, and he's dressed as Kamara, and we look fairly young. We look like two kids who have maybe $10 to buy some, like, crappy merch with. They aren't paying attention to us. But the guy grabs the girlfriend, he's like, like, very harsh, like, kind of like an angry TV dad.
Right.
Like, the abusive dad stereotype, which right. makes sense with the story.
Yeah.
White people. But, he grabs her, and he's like, I'm like, hey, let's be a little bit closer. We're a little bit closer. And we're, like, maybe 6 feet away from them. So we're social distancing. This is 2014. And I hear him go, let me go back to the hotel room. You're going to get a spanking, little girl. And I pause. I'm like, okay, is this a domestic abuse situation? I pick up my phone to call someone. And then the words hit like a bullet through the chest.
No, Daddy, no.
My brain's like, they're fucking fine. They're fucking fine. And the kicker is, now, these two, it's like a man in his late 20s, maybe early 30s, in a Shinji Ikari, like the bodysuits, the overly horny bodysuits from Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Okay.
And there's Rei with, like, a Party City wig. It was a good Party City wig, but still, like, a Party City quality wig, nonetheless.
Right, the shiny.
Yeah, it was shiny. And I was like, okay, we need to get out of here. And he's like, well, I'm like, we need to get out of here now. And he wheels me away. And I think to myself, holy shit, that just happened. And I have a question for people at anime conventions. It's like, how do you get horny at an anime convention? Like, I know how, because, like, there's people who are dressed as, like, the Nekopara girls, and Nico's over there, and, like, but
there's,
also...
There's the body pillows with the anime titties. There's the body pillows,
and, like, hentai in the room. But also, Vegeta's right fucking next to you. Deku's right down the hall. You aren't safe from your sins.
One Punch Man over there talking to Goku.
One Punch Man and Miku are having a conversation about, like, Love Live. It's fucking terrible. Kokichi Oma is in, like, a 10-mile rameter.
Radius.
Yeah, radiar. Whatever. Fuck. like, listen, I don't get how you can be horny when there's, like, $30 manga in front of you. That's just me, though. And just, I don't... How do you think it's okay to roleplay CGL in a fucking anime convention dressed as Neon Genesis and Evangelion characters who are both underage in Boston and Massachusetts and America? How do you think that's okay? How do you think that's okay? I'm so tired of anime fans.
Not just anime fans, but, like, how do people think that roleplaying, like, kink shit in public is okay?
Like, you've never gone to a popular convention, have you?
Correct.
So you don't know, like, the convention horrors. Like, you're gonna find one person on a leash from, like, Boku no Hero. I'm not counting Danganronpa, because there are several Danganronpa characters who canonically wear leashes and they aren't weird about it.
Right.
Komaeda being one of them.
I haven't got any of that at conventions, but I've seen that sort of thing at, like, Pride.
Ugh.
Yeah.
But no.
Let's not get into that.
We're not going to talk about kinks at Pride, because that's bad. One of my favorite things I've seen at a con was I was going to a Danganronpa pillow party. Like, not pillow party. That's bad. That's a bad party. Like, a sleepover. Like, a summer party. And there was a bunch of people in, like, cute pajamas and onesies. It was really sweet. And there was this one donkey-looking ass dressed as Komaeda. And Komaeda, in one game with the kids I mentioned before, mm-hmm. wears a leash. And it's not that big of a deal. People love to be horny about the leash, though.
Mm-hmm.
And... whatever. He wears a leash. No one knows. It's for horny purposes, like, it's fan service, but also, he doesn't... Nothing horny happens with it. Like, one of the kids leads him around when they're, like, walking forward, but it's not in a horny sense, if that makes sense.
Right.
It's like, okay, he's their servant. Nothing sexual about it, because they're all, like, nine.
Right.
But this guy was cosplaying regular-ass Kamaida with, like, a very obvious BDSM AdamandEve.com leash. And I'm there dressed as, like, I think it was Monokuma or something, the bear.
Right.
And I was like, dum-de-dum, I'm here drinking my Faygo and, like, wanting to go home. And he's like, hey, can I get a picture of you pulling my leash? And I'm like, no, bye, and I fucking leave. Like,
that's fair. Me too.
I don't get what it is with, like, Danganronpa and Boku no Hero fans and being horny at conventions, but it happens a little too often for my taste.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know, Boku no Hero fans fucking scare me.
Yeah.
Like, these adult women, like, are a little bit too involved with these little, like, little anime boys, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Have you seen that one TikTok?
The pole dancer with,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, the pole dancer with her garage!
Yeah, with the Boku no Hero, like, crop porn merch behind her.
If I was a straight white woman, I'd want to kill her. I don't want to get shot for, like, fighting this woman, though.
I can do it. I'm white.
Swag! One thing I see at conventions all that's kind of cringe is... when people sit on the floor, that's fine. It's a very wholesome thing, in my opinion, when people sit on the floor. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, we touched on it a little bit last episode.
Do you want to elaborate what sitting on the floor means?
No, you're kind of, you're stuck in your costume. Some costumes are really hard to move in, so you just, like, you have your legs out rather than, like, cross-legged or anything. And no one sits up straight ever, especially not anime fans.
You're sitting like a clown doll on Tumblr.
Yeah. You're kind of slouched forward with your arms forward and like...
And you're very tired. Like, you're eating maybe like ramen or Pocky or like a burger from McDonald's or Subway.
Yeah.
And you're tired. Like, you're eating your $5 hot dog.
Right, yeah.
And it sucks, man. It fucking blows. But that's like my favorite part of conventions. You see like a bunch of people cosplaying a bunch of miscellaneous characters. Like, you'll see... Guzma, Rilakkuma, Deku, and, like, I don't fucking know. What's an anime character? Sailor Moon.
What's an anime character?
Like, and there's, like, in a circle talking. But one thing you don't get anymore, which I kind of miss, is yaoi paddles.
I don't miss those.
I got smacked on my lower back with the yaoi paddle, and that messed up my spine. So my spine pops like popcorn sometimes.
So, I see we've got, like, 2-3 minutes left. Were there any other stories that you had that you think would fit in this episode?
I can think of one really good one, and you're not going to like it. I went to a convention called Kineticon, which is... I think I already mentioned that, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
It was the same one with Doug. And I met this kid. I don't know their name. I'm still friends with this kid, though. So I'm not going to name them by name because they're a minor. But we were walking around the con, and they pull my shoulder, and they're like, hey... I need your help. And I'm like, what's up? And they pause and they start to cry.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, did something happen? Who hurt you? And this kid starts sobbing, like holding my like sleeve of my shirt and sobbing. And I'm like, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? And like, I need to go to the bathroom. So we go to the bathroom and this kid looks at me and they look at the ground and they look at me and they go, Trickster, I just shat my pants.
Whoa.
And I had to sit there and not laugh my ass off. Because this kid was clearly sleep deprived. They were tired. It was like the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, can we go to Target so we can get new underwear? And I was like, I don't have underwear with me for you. And they're like, and you're not going commando. You're fucking like, they were like 17.
Right.
But like, that's the last I have to do at a convention at all.
Right.
Because, like, they're dressed as Mika, the skirt is short, someone's going to notice. And they're like, here's my wallet. Can you go to the hall, the dealer's hall, and get me some underwears? I'm like, oh my fucking god. So, like, go to the dealer's hall. I have to get, like, the stupid white, blue striped anime panties.
Yeah.
Like, come back to the bathroom, like, here, get changed. And then they get changed, and I never saw that kid again.
That poor kid.
I feel bad for that kid. I'm not sure pronouns they use, so I'm sorry if I misgendered you, kid, if you ever hear this podcast. But, that was fun. I can't go to the dealer's hall and go near, like, the hentai section without thinking about that now.
Great.
Okay. That was a bad way to end that.
Any last words? We've got a couple seconds.
Let's bring a gun to an anime convention.
Do not!
Let's do it!
No!